Issues for marine environments. There are many issues which threaten the health of New Zealand's marine environment. Some of the key issues are climate change, overfishing, and pollution. People everywhere can help with these issues through their behaviour and actions. Climate change, ocean warming, and acidification. Climate change is increasing the temperature and acidity of our oceans. These changes will alter marine food webs, habitats, and ecosystems. Overfishing. Overfishing happens when natural processes like breeding and migration can't replace catch numbers. Both commercial fishing and recreational fishing have had enormous impacts on our fish supply and ocean ecosystems over the last 100 years. Fishing technologies are making more fish available to more people, but are also helping us to fish in a more sustainable way. I wonder which commercial fishing methods are the most damaging. Pollution. Pollution can come in many forms, from litter, rubbish, and plastics, to chemicals and harmful substances such as concrete. These can all cause problems for animals living on the coast and in the ocean. Anything that ends up in a stream, drain, or in our stormwater system can become a marine issue when it washes out to sea. What issues does plastic rubbish cause for marine animals? Sedimentation and runoff. Sediments are fine, mud-like substances in water. They are natural products of erosion. But too much sediment is lethal to many marine animals and creates long-term changes in the habitat. Biosecurity threats and marine pests. Marine pests are unwanted living things growing in the marine environment. Pests on the hulls of boats and other equipment can spread in areas such as harbours and estuaries. We already have marine pests such as Mediterranean fanworm, Asian paddle crab, and club tunicate, leathery sea squirt. Dogs and other introduced predators. Introduced predators affect marine animals as well as land animals. Uncontrolled dogs can crush birds' eggs, disturb nesting adults, and kill chicks. Many beaches have dog restrictions, and owners should follow these. Other introduced predators such as rats, cats, hedgehogs, and mustelids prey upon bird eggs and chicks, for example, fairy terns. Our seabirds are vulnerable to predators because they often nest on the ground. Introduced predators can also eat fish eggs laid in shallow water or on leafy material. Lack of protection of marine environments. New Zealand has rules, laws, and other tools for protecting its marine environment. This includes marine mammal sanctuaries and marine reserves. New Zealand's total marine area is over 4 million square kilometres. Compared to this, the area of Notate marine reserves around our coast is tiny. Illegal harvesting. There are rules for size and catch numbers for each type of fish. Unfortunately, not everyone always follows these rules. This can deplete the supply of fish and other resources. I wonder if the size and catch limits are the same in all parts of the country. Disturbing the shore, vehicles on beaches. Vehicles can damage coastal plants and animals. Shorebirds breed in sand dunes and some nest on the beach. Their eggs can be well camouflaged and difficult to see. For this reason, many shorebirds have declining populations. Vehicles can also be dangerous to people on beaches and can damage shellfish beds. Habitat destruction and reclamation. Housing and land development, especially near the coast, continues to increase. Reclamation and habitat destruction is thus becoming a greater threat to marine environments. Find out about development plans for your area and discuss potential consequences for the marine environment.